This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
But before we head off tonight, we're going to hear from the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus.
They have a common saying before the curtain rises amongst the chorus, I sing for two.
For each man standing, one chorus member has died of AIDS. A quarter century into the epidemic, the list of the dead is longer than the list of the living. There are 210 singers and 257 obituaries.
In the early days of the chorus and during rehearsals in the 80s and 90s, longtime chorus members recounted in an article for sfgate.com what it was like to go to weekly memorials while planning your own funeral and hearing about other chorus members that are in hospital.
As AIDS took its toll, the chorus members used their concerts as a forum to bring a sense of urgency about the epidemic to the public. Their music became more somber, and they began adding AIDS requiems to their programs. The chorus also became the only place for members to talk openly about HIV and AIDS. The men shared tips about how to get into clinical drug trials and serenaded friends through their last breaths.
For men who were fighting for their lives alone, estranged from parents who had turned their backs on their gay children, the chorus became family.
We now live in a time where young people, whether positive or negative, stand side by side with the elders of our community and have no idea or understanding of the devastation that our communities went through during the AIDS epidemic.
Here in Australia, we have LGBTI choruses perform at candlelight vigils and memorials every year. And tomorrow on World AIDS Day, whether you're attending an event or not, take some time to come together and unite in the fight against HIV, to remember those who have been lost to this disease, and to stand in solidarity with people living with HIV today. This day is an important part of our history, and just because we now have medication to combat the effects of HIV, it doesn't mean that the HIV-positive community don't need our support and friendship. Remember, you can show your support for people living with HIV all year round, not just on World AIDS Day.
So be sure to wear your red ribbon. We now leave you with the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus performing There Will Be a Light. My name is Ian Muchamore.
And I'm Dean Arcuri. You've been listening to The Informer.
Wishing all the cares away, trying to fight the things we feel, but some hurts never heal. Some ghosts will never go, we go on, still go on.
Someday.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9. This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.